Camille, can you discuss the genesis of a particular poem that you have on Fish House?
I'm thinking about the poem Requiem, which began in England a good year and a half before the poem finished itself. And it began in Bath in England. I was teaching there for a summer, and the students were down in a tea house, and I was wandering around free with one of the other instructors. And right before we got to a major roundabout in the center of Bath, there was an accident with a coach, with a big tour bus, where an Italian tourist had walked across the street and been run over by the bus, which happened apparently relatively frequently in this roundabout and in England, because tourists from places where the traffic goes in opposite directions look the wrong way. And when it happened, my friend who I was with, Cheryl, said, first of all, that's a real life dead person. And then she said, you have to write a poem about that. And sometimes it's really hard when you're sort of double dog dared in a way to write a poem about something that it's true. You realize that there's something very important about it, but then the pressure's on because somebody else realizes it and realizes that you have the skills to do it, and it feels stressful. So I tried and I tried and I tried, and that poem must have gone through 5 or 6 different iterations until I finally just gave it up and thought it'll just never work. And then one day, about a full year later, I went to see a friend who was in a choir production of Handel's Requiem. And it was it Handel or Mozart? Drat.
The composer says
it's Mozart. This is years ago now. So Mozart's Requiem, and it was beautiful. Just a stunning, stunning piece, and I was floored. And at a certain point during the performance, I got several of the phrases that end up in the poem, and I jotted them down in the middle of the performance. And then I had a lot of things going on. I was moving and packing and changing and going back to England and a variety of things that I was not able to come back to the poem for another 3 months or so. And so what I did was I played Mozart's Requiem. I got the recording from this friend, so I had that performance. And I played it over and over and over and over again while I was working on the revision of this poem. And so the poem actually, in my mind, actually mimics the structure and the way that I heard the structure of the Requiem, so that there are 3 lines at the beginning of the poem that are something like the Ave Maria that show up at the beginning of the Requiem, and the progression of the poem follows the way that the Requiem progresses. And so the introduction of this other art form, the introduction of Mozart's piece, allowed me to reapproach this project that I'd had for a long time. And the very idea of a Requiem when I'm dealing with a death was perfect, right? It was the perfect entryway into this performance.